Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I heard your comments earlier about people who are upset about lithium mining in the United States. I understand that they didn't want it to occur where they live. Listen, you were comparing it with mercury mining. And if you look at the periodic table, you'll find that these are very different elements of very different groups with very different chemical properties.
Yes.
Actual biotic system. The idea that you would compare lithium with mercury, frankly, surprises me because mercury is a far heavier element with more pronounced biotic effects than lithium will ever have. Now, what people don't understand is that lithium, which is element number three, it's atomic number three on the periodic table. If you look at the periodic table, it's number three on the periodic table. It's an alkaline earth element. It's a very light element. That means it has three protons. Mercury has 80. Mercury is a much heavier element. Lithium.
Well, I'm not arguing with that, and I wasn't trying to say that mercury and lithium were related. I was simply using that as an illustration that the after effects of mining can stay in the groundwater and in the soil for, you know, a century after the mining has quit.
Let me explain.
Okay.
You cannot mine elements where they do not occur. Lithium is distributed throughout the lithium and other elements are distributed throughout the crust. But they're not all concentrated uniformly throughout the crust. And any element that's needed for something has to be mined where it's in sufficient concentration to make it economically feasible to mine. And so this reminds me of the argument that people want to, they don't want to produce oil somewhere. Well, find another place where you can find an oil accumulation that can produce the oil that you need to supply the economy. Lithium, gallium and other elements of the rare earths are the same thing. You cannot mine them in areas where you do not have sufficient concentrations to mine them economically. It baffles me to think that people who want all these benefits of the technology that requires something like lithium and gallium and germanium and other elements are upset because somebody's going to mine it somewhere near where they live. I'm sorry, if you don't like your cell phone, if you don't like your computer, go away with it and do something and live with something else. That's the consequences of what we have to put up with if we're going to live in a society today. We are dependent upon the technology that requires these elements. And those elements, again, are not distributed uniformly throughout the crust of this planet. They are concentrated in specific areas for very definite geological reasons. And the only way you're going to be able to get those things out and economically is to exploit them where they are. So when I hear people piss and moan about the fact that there's a lithium mine somewhere down the road or a gallium mine or something else, I have to say, okay, then why don't you just turn off your television?
Okay, Kelly, I think you missed the point I was trying to make. I mean, we're being told to buy these very expensive electric cars, certainly more expensive than conventional cars and also less reliable because it's good for the environment. And I was trying to point out that, you know, there's an impact on the environment. It may not be the same that you get with a conventional internal combustion engine automobile, but you can't go around saying electric cars are going to be a blessing for the environment because of the contamination that is involved in their manufacture.
No, in geology, we have a saying that is, you can't mine, if you can't grow it, you have to mine it.
Yes.
Period. And so where are you going to get your lithium if you're not going to mine it? For whatever reason, you're going to use it. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about a battery for an electric car or for your cell phone or for some other electronic device. Don't complain if you don't want to put up with it, period. So, I've taught geology many times in courses, and as I always tell my students at the first, the beginning of the class, you know, if you look around yourself, look around. All the things you see around you are either grown or they're mined.
Yes.
And if you don't want all these conveniences that you deal with every day that make your life better, and you don't want to put up with the consequences of mining or whatever else, mining to get the limestone.
No, I hear what you're saying, you know, and I'm certainly willing to live without Windows 10.
Right. Just stop complaining. I mean, look, mining can be done in an efficient way, and mining technology has improved substantially over the years. But the fact that people will complain without thinking about the consequences of wanting to stop mining somewhere because they don't understand the consequences of that, it just baffles me. I don't really get that. Okay, so shut it off and see how you like society when you don't have it.
All right. Okay, well, thank you for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, if that transfer of the patent and everything to China on that battery, that happened in 2017, then that was under the Trump administration. And I believe the guy who was... he appointed to the head of the energy department was a former governor of Texas. His name escapes me, but he was the same one that approved trying to make the young girls in Texas take the Gardasil shot. I do remember that about him. I think he also was trying to run for the Republican nomination. You know, at the same time.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember the name either.
Yeah, really, really memorable guy.
Yeah. Good old what's-his-name. I remember him well.
But as far as what the last caller said, you know, just because something seems to be a good idea, if there's way too much stuff we have nowadays that is a pollution problem. They should also make, you know, the people that are producing these batteries, you know, do something with them after they're spent.
Yeah, they should, but they generally don't. And again, my point was not to bash lithium mining, because lithium batteries are very good until a new technology comes along. My point was that these electric cars are being pushed on us with the promise that they're good for the environment, and they're not. There's a lot of environmental damage from their manufacture, from the manufacturing of the batteries, which have to be replaced on a regular basis. And of course, the fact that recharging those electric cars still involves the burning of coal and oil.
Well, and you can look at these documentaries you see about how we shipped all this computer waste to poor countries for them to mine the things out, and they're just piles and piles of computers until they finally stop.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
Yeah, you know, okay, and that's all I had. Bye.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I think, first of all, that Kelly makes a good point that if we want the conveniences, we have to pay the price. And people have been mining just whenever you start digging for anything, for food or anything that makes your life more convenient, you're mining for something. However,
yes.
There are serious ramifications with lithium, and I know it's a NIMBY thing. You can make lithium, go mine lithium somewhere else, just not in my backyard. The
yes.
problem with lithium, I believe, well, I know, it can cause, it interferes with thyroid function, which is pretty critical.
Yes.
It also affects mood. In fact, lithium is used as a form of treatment in bipolar disorder.
Yes,
and,
it is.
You know, now that I realize how widespread lithium is and probably how little we understand its interaction with our environment, I'm beginning to wonder if one of the reasons why everybody's so fat and bad thyroid function is what everyone claims is why they're overweight,
mm-hmm.
and people have mood disorders. Maybe it's because we're using too many batteries. I mean, you know, maybe we have to give up some of the conveniences, as Kelly pointed out. There's a price to be paid for whatever conveniences we want from life. And I have one other comment on the Gardasil, if I may.
Sure.
The Gardasil, I remember when the dispute was out there that Gardasil was causing a lot of problems and they were giving it to girls so that it would prevent the cancer of the cervix, cervical cancer.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was the HPV, the human papilloma virus. It's supposed
yes.
to prevent that from occurring. Well, the reason they also were giving it to boys is because bisexual men can transfer HPV if they have sex with a woman. The boy often, or the man, does not have symptoms. And then if he has sex with another man, he then may be giving HPV to that man, and it's often the cause of many anorectal tumors. So homosexuality is a curse on human society for a variety of reasons. I mean, just, you know, the
well,
idea.
Well, I have a somewhat different opinion, first of all, about Gardasil, and about homosexuality being a curse. First of all, the cervical cancer is very, very rare, and they were selling this Gardasil to young girls, you know, who had not become sexually mature, and the Gardasil shot doesn't last forever. And so they were literally giving little girls shots of Gardasil, and then when they finally reach the age where they're likely to become sexually active, they would have to get another shot. So it was really, it's push the product, it's make the money.
I'm not in favor of any vaccine. I'm not in favor of promiscuity at all. I'm not
okay.
in any way suggesting that is, I'm just commenting on, it's years ago that it was a big discussion, and people would say, why are they giving it to boys as well? Well, that's why they were giving it to boys, because men do engage in sex with other men. And if they're bisexual and they've been with a woman who may have HPV, I mean, there are many strains of HPV. Some of them cause cancer, some of them don't. And it was obviously just another money grab. I mean,
yes.
even testing for the pap smears that women do every year is absurd. I mean, you may catch one out of thousands of tests that you do. How much does that cost the health system? And what do we give up in return for that? Much like what I was saying about Kelly's earlier call, there's a price for all the conveniences. Everybody wants to live for everybody. Everybody wants to have, preemptive tests defensive health care.
Yes.
You go in, you get a checkup every year, like you take your car in for a checkup every year or every few months, even if it doesn't need it, because it keeps people in business.
Yes.
And the same thing with HPV. Take it because just in case someday when you are promiscuous, you're going to get papillomavirus. And one of the strains of that particular virus can cause cervical cancer. And then why were they giving it to boys? Because of that reason. Because I know of a person who engaged in, even though he was heterosexual, engaged in anal sex, and he caused his wife ended up with having an anorectal tumor, and she died at a very young age.
There's no doubt
in my mind it was his promiscuity, because he went around looking for people to have anal sex with him. Oh, he's so disgusting. I'm sorry.
That's a little irresponsible here. And there are some nasty diseases out there, and without, you know, getting into the issue of morality regarding sex, which changes wherever you are on the planet, there's a lot of nasty sexually transmitted diseases out there that you have to watch out for, and some cannot be cured.
Absolutely. People are just way too careless. And now we've gone step by step. We've crept along slowly, slowly from moral responsibility and ethical health responsibility and recognizing that we can't do whatever we want and then expect to live forever, because the other human being is a used is like a used parts, like a used car lot where you can take parts out and replace it into another human
being.
Well,
you see, my philosophy is I know I'm not going to live forever, so I'm just going to do what I want, which I don't really, not at my age, but, you know.
Well, actually, you know, I remember when the Canadian Health Authority used to actually have PSAs, public service ads, that
yep.
said if you have sex with someone and that person has had sex with 10 people and those 10 people have had sex with 10 others and blah, 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 you have just had sex with this many people and you don't know what diseases you've caught.
I had sex with that many people and I can't remember it. I mean, that's a real tragedy there.
No, what I'm talking about is they were showing the geometric.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah, that's when Health Canada used to be really responsible. They were encouraging restraint. Instead, today they're not only encouraging promiscuity; they're distorting the human body. They're never mind desecration, because that implies a sense of divinity, but they're abominating. I mean, they're just distorting the human body, and that's got to be, by some rational mind, illegal.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, but with all this transgender surgery on children, it's a desecration of their bodies.
Yeah, let's even deal with it as a sacred concept. The point is that you don't intentionally, never mind the Hippocratic Oath, let's set that aside, but you don't go around and do this to children, distort their mind, and then go ahead and use that to distort their bodies and their lives. And the effect in all of society. If you want to bring population down, there's got to be a better way to do it. There's got to be a more responsible way. And the thing is that, you know, people have to, it was in 84, I think, that it was the governor of, was it Oregon? 84, and Governor Lamb. And he
yes.
said people have an obligation to die because this planet has a carrying capacity. Now,
well,
maybe
sooner or later, we're all going to meet that governor's expectation.
Well, that's it. And in the meantime, it's just everyone's playing God. Too many professionals are playing God, and that
I agree with you on that one. I absolutely agree with you on that one.
It's frightening. Anyway,
too many rich people are playing God, like Bill Gates and George Soros and Klaus Schwab.
Yep, those who can do seem to do it. So, unfortunately, power and money and too many people who submit for reasons of vanity or a lust for life, you know, we start dying the day we're born, really, or shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
The countdown starts. We are born to be obsolete. It's built into us because we're supposed to recognize and accept it. Death is a part of life. We don't just pass away. We die because we're born, we live, and we die.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. And, you know, I'm just glad that Claire and I, at our age, we're still here and alive and kicking. What can I tell you? Anyway,
well,
Layla.
You've had good lives.
Yeah, it's been interesting. You know, it's not just a marriage, it's an adventure. So, Layla, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And quick little bit of news before the commercial break. I'm not going to start with another phone call. Getting on back to the FBI, they have just recently released a report showing that despite strict gun control in California had the most active shooter incidents of 2021. Gee, it almost makes you think that somebody is faking all of these. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to James in Tokyo. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Michael. Geez, I had to stop eating breakfast during that last call. I have a feeling that that Layla doesn't believe in sex before marriage, and she's not too sure about afterwards.
Well, you know, I'm not inclined to inquire about those things with the callers.
Hey, Mike, I want to talk about Trump.
Okay.
I feel that the Dems, they're doing about everything that they possibly can to just enrage people and
yes,
make people's lives worse. And after their election steal and their purple, you know, color revolution, and when they didn't get a lot of traction out of the January 6th, in which they...
No, they did not.
And they failed with that, and they know it's not going good, and what they want to do is implement some type of dictatorship, because without that, it's pretty impossible to control the U.S., and you can't really be part of the World Economic Forum if... you don't control the U.S. because there's so many different states, and they just can't control them. I mean, that whole stuff, you know, they're going to eat bugs and have nothing. That, I believe, is going to go through in Europe. They're in the process of deindustrializing right now. But
yeah,
by arresting Trump, it enrages people, but that's not their goal. Their goal isn't to, by searching his home, their goal is to arrest him and imprison him.
Yeah, they need to convict him of a felony so that he cannot run for president in 2024.
I think it's even worse than that. I think they want to arrest him, they want to imprison him, and then through that, they get everybody enraged that they couldn't do in January 6th, and then they take all the big guns and go for it all and try and instill their dictatorship. I believe that's the whole goal of the thing, because
that they're provoking an uprising so that they can take out the leadership.
Right.
It's certainly entirely possible.
And, they're still stealing in elections. I mean, the Republicans in Congress and stuff, they don't seem to do anything about it, or they don't seem to even fight back even about the searching of Trump's house. All they're like is, if we win, we're going to go after the DOJ.
No, they won't.
They could go after Biden. They could go after Biden right now for being, a senile, incompetent individual, but they don't do anything. But some state governments have, red states have implemented some type of procedures to implement some type of clean voting. But they're still going to cheat, and
yep,
they're going to try and imprison Trump, and they're going to cause, I wouldn't say a civil war, but, as you said, uprisings. That's probably
yeah,
the better word. And, violent uprisings. And that's my opinion on that matter.
Okay, well, it's certainly possible. I don't want to see that happen, but, if the government's not going to back down with the oppression, then there's going to be a breaking point. Go back and reread the Declaration of Independence. It says right in there that while evils are sufferable, people are inclined to just suffer the evils. But you cross a certain red line, and at that point, everybody says, okay, this is it. We've got to change things.
Come on, man, that's just a damn document.
It's just a piece of paper. Actually, it isn't. It's hemp paper. It's parchment. Anyway, James, thank you very much. Yep.
You're welcome. Have a good day, man.
All right, bye-bye. Same to you, and we're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Charlie, thank you for waiting so patiently, and I'm going to have to take you through to the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to address this thing about Zelensky asking for European countries and not to take in any of the Russian, population there. If you're going to have to take me into break, you want to do that now, or do you want me to continue? Because I think what is going on is the idea here is they're not wanting to suppress all the abuses to the civilian population that have gone on over there. On the 4th, Amnesty International came out with the first report about Russian abuses over there. And then on the 5th, we get these reports of the Ukraine bombing the Zaporizhia area nuclear power plant, and trying to take it out. And now then we got these requests from him. I think what he's doing is they're trying to cover their tracks. They don't want these people getting out that have been tortured and everything else over there.
Well, that's certainly possible, but it's also going to have a significant impact on Russia's economy. All right, so Charlie, we got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Charlie in Florida. We're talking about Zelensky's demand that the world block all travelers from Russia. Or at least he's pitching that idea to Europe and the United States. Charlie is saying they want to basically limit stories of Ukrainian atrocities committed against Russia. That's what Zelensky wants to do. I think it's more economic in purpose. But Charlie, just pick up where you left off.
Well, Mike, could you explain how it would be more economic? I don't see how it could hurt them. Russia economically, really? Can you explain that to me?
Well, you're not going to have all these people traveling. That's going to hit the airlines. It's going to hit the hotels, and a certain amount of that Russian traffic going into countries, are businessmen who, despite the sanctions, they're still trying to conduct business with other countries. Russia is trying to sell products to Africa, for example. And so this may be intended to limit the possibilities of business deals being made.
Well, that makes sense. I can buy into that. But yeah, okay. No, I still believe that it's. I think it's a cover up. I really do. I know that the other day Zelensky had ordered a couple of the Russian towns there near the Zaporizhia area for their citizens to evacuate.
Yes.
And people were wondering why. Yeah, you heard about that one, right? And people were wondering why would they want those people to evacuate when they're perfectly safe in their homes, you know, and everything like that, to go live in tents or whatever and be controlled by the Ukrainian, you know, Nazis, right? So anyway,
there may be a leak at that nuclear reactor.
No, it could be, you know, that reactor they were aiming for, not just the reactor, but the spent fuel rods as
well.
Yeah,
the spent fuel rods are a problem. They always have been.
Yeah, and so, but who's doing the aiming, really, behind that? I mean, let's look at it. Is that being done by the United States, or is that being done by the Ukrainians?
My understanding is Ukrainians are shelling around the reactor because Russians are operating there. But there have been a couple of cases where some of the munitions have actually hit the reactor complex itself, and that's why the United Nations is concerned. The UN says the reactor is now completely out of control. They want to get experts in there to try and get it shut down properly.
Yeah, I think that's probably not a bad idea, but I'm not sure the UN needs to do it because the UN wants them to turn Russia to turn it back over to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point I'm making is that I think that there's some. I think that the dirty. Let's just put it this way: the dirty secret is that these Ukrainian atrocities have gone on, and that's what I think that's the big. That's the turning point for most Americans and most people in Europe. If they find out that these atrocities were really going on and going on in the big way that they were, that I believe they were, people being, you know, women being shrink-wrapped to trees and beaten to death, you know, women and men being shrink-wrapped to trees and being shot and burned alive, these kind of things, they're going to think, supporting the governments in Ukraine and backing the Ukraine over there. So I believe even Amnesty International has recently, after the report, they've even come out and apologized for it. Seems like there's a lot of pressure on these organizations not to tell us what's really happening over there.
It is. Truth is the first casualty of war.
Yeah, and so anyway, I guess I just would like to send out a prayer for all those people that have been under this torture and suffering over there, and that I hope that someday the truth comes out to everyone. And I believe it is. And now, whether or not it's being done for all those reasons, it could be a combination of all of them. And yeah, I can understand your point on the economic issue too, as far as businessmen traveling as well. That makes a lot of sense too. So I just wanted to put those points out there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just a few responses to the earlier callers. What Charlie was talking about, that's why they took down RT right off the bat, because they knew that the situation, most people are not informed as to what's been happening over the past 8 years in the Donbass region. And if you go there and look at it, they have, like, every half hour after the news, they have something on it usually. And these aren't actors. These are real people that have their children and their families, just their homes destroyed, and it's just terrible. And it's just really sick what's been going on, and most people
aren't. I agree.
Yeah. So there's that. Rick Perry was the governor behind Gardasil.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's that. And as far as lithium, I mean, look, we have this engineered obsolescence in our devices. I'm sure you remember when a computer would last a few years, and now we got to get a new phone every year because there's a new one and the new. And I'm pretty much, you know, sure that they feed out this technology little at a time, so you keep buying another phone every year.
That's what planned obsolescence is. You have to buy the same thing over and over and over again. And light bulbs are deliberately, the tungsten light bulbs are deliberately engineered to fail after 1,000 hours. Cars are literally engineered to last only about 5 years for the low-cost cars. For the higher-end cars, it's 8 years, figuring the original owner will keep it for 5 years, and then it'll be sold as a used car and last another 3 years. And, it's just another way of churning more money out of the population because we're working as hard as we can just to stay where we are in terms of lifestyle, having to always get new replacement TVs, new replacement cars, new replacement houses.
And then you put pile on that, you know, they want to reduce the automobiles on the road to basically the wealthy now. So just say it's only going to be 10% in their minds and WEF's projection of the population having a car. Okay, but still, each car is going to have a huge lithium battery in there that's not going to last, but what, maybe 8 years or so, or so many thousand
something
miles,
like and that.
It's a massive waste. Okay, so it's very destructive to the environment. I know Kelly makes his living in engineer in geology, and it's hard to talk someone into voicing opinions that aren't in line with their self interest. But have you ever seen a strip mine?
it's
horrible. I mean. Yeah, and that land isn't coming back, and those animals and that biodiversity and what have you, it's what took millions of years to develop, and we're going to strip mine it over a decade for these damn cars that are being rammed down our throat, and these greens are just huge hypocrites. And but what I wanted to get at is these two things real quick, and I'll let the next caller come on. Ukrainian grain ships that are going out, they're not going to Africa. They're going to Europe and Turkey. And
yes.
That's a perfect way to smuggle out weapons, is you put it down in the bottom of a grain ship, and then you pour the grain on top of it. And I haven't heard
right.
any of the Trump...
We know that 70% of the weapons that are being sent into Ukraine are being sent back out and resold.
Yeah, and so that's arms smuggling right there, right under our noses, under under the cover of humanitarian aid. So there's that. And also, where's these Trump bashers at? I mean, I've criticized Trump in the past, but right now, I mean, show me a better, choice than Trump at the moment. I mean, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I was disappointed in him, but again, he went into the White House thinking it was going to run the same way as a corporation, and it didn't. He was very naive. I don't think he's going to be naive going into a second term, and he's going to know when he goes into that executive branch to just fire everybody and bring in people that he knows are going to be loyal to him. And I think his second term is going to be a heck of a lot more productive than his first term.
Yeah, and when you have advisors, medical advisors, all coming up to you and telling you that if you don't do this, if you don't produce the vaccine, millions are going to die, and it's going to be on your head. But what do you expect them to do?
Yeah, he was getting bad advice. He was surrounded by people who were, their full-time job was manipulating Trump to get what they wanted, which is more money for the pharmaceutical industries, more money for the military-industrial complex, and so forth and so on. And, hopefully Trump has learned a very hard lesson.
Yeah, I think he'd be better the second time around. But that's all I have. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Tom, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
All I can say is, wow, Mike. Anyway, let me get going here. And to Layla's point, I do believe homosexuality is against God. I believe it is in the Bible. I believe we have a thing called Sodom and Gomorrah, so that, I just want to get that off my chest. Two males or two females are not going to reproduce, or they're not going to keep civilization going, so who's kidding who? But here's what I really want to talk about. I'm going to get to Ron DeSantis in a minute. But, Mike, you need to know this, and your audience needs to know this. Here, we're talking about Trump this, and we're talking about all this. Trump will be probably back as president. Hopefully he will definitely not let Ivanka or that Jared Kushner nowhere around the White House. Keep her out, and if you notice, he don't keep her on a campaign this time. He's got to keep that little schmucky Kushner and Ivanka away from his campaign.
My understanding is that there's been a break between Kushner and Donald Trump. And, Kirsten is not going to be the voice in the White House that he was the first time.
If I was Trump, I would have never allowed him to marry my daughter. I would have told her I disown you. That's my opinion. But here, I'm not going to go that right now, Mike. Here's what the real route is. let's stay here. Let's talk about the real raw. What's going on here, Mike? I don't know if you've been talking about it. If you heard about it? Here in South Florida, we have a Haitian community, and they had boatloads of Haitians were trying to get to Miami. They were like 200 yards offshore. And
yeah.
You know what? They put them on the Coast Guard cutters, and they're sending them back to Haiti. Now, the Haitians that get over to Mexico, they get to sneak in the border, go up to New York, and they're going to probably try to come down here. But, of course, DeSantis in the hell, no, you're not. You're going to go either back to Haiti, you're going to go back to Texas, you're going to go back to the border. But you're not coming through the state of Florida. They'll be here illegally. Now, that's what these other governors in these red states need to do, like Abbott.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Yes. And that's what's happening, Mike. Now, listen. We've had 4 boatloads of Cubans that came here, and a bunch of them drowned. I don't know if you heard about that last week.
I did hear about that.
Okay, how many you heard about was, like, I believe it was 14 Cubans drowned?
Yep.
Well, under Barry Sortero, Hussein Obama, there's a wet foot, dry foot policy that he ended because he was upset that the Cubans were coming here and they're voting Republican. It's like the Venezuelans. This is all filthy, dirty criminal politics by these demon rats, the deviant party. Now, if they could get now Bowser, and you got that little guy up there in New York, the mayor up in New York, the little guy,
yeah,
Copper, talking that this is really starting to be a disaster and all these illegals up here. Well, where are you going to ship them? You know what? They're not going to be shipped to red states. So this guy in New York, you got Bowser in Washington D.C. Now they're going to have 10 cities like Mariel, like in 1981 here. And we're looking at a crime that was off the chain here. I don't remember, Mike, if you remember what happened in Miami in 1982 and 83. You remember?
Refresh my memory.
We were the murder capital of the world. There were more murders committed in Miami, Florida in 82, 83, and 84 than anywhere in the United States of America. Okay? We were number one in... They made a movie called Scarface with Al Pacino. You remember Scarface?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Montana? Okay, well, that's what's going to happen up there in New York and Washington. The gangs are going to go off the charts. These mayors up there, these left-wing mayors are going to have to put up with it. And, well, you know, we're putting up with this idiot we got in the White House. The one guy from Jersey never called in anymore. He was bashing Trump for 4 years. I haven't heard this guy say one damn word about this imbecile we got in there right now. This guy is a total jerk that we got as president. He should be arrested, not Donald Trump. The FBI and the CIA and everybody else and what's that other organization, that secret organization in the United States, NSA, he should be arresting Biden for allowing federal law to be broken by the founding fathers of our country and the Constitution is being breached as we speak.
Yes, I agree.
Now, Mike, you got Haitians that can't come in here. They're going to be shipped back to Haiti. But if they can get to Mexico, they can sneak in and go to New York or Delaware or whatever. But if they're caught at the ocean, they're going back. And now the interesting thing, Mike, you need to look into, because I'm not going to. The Cubans that are getting up on shore, are they getting sent back to Cuba? Or are they getting able to stay with their relatives here in Miami? Mike? What's going on?
I would say probably given the Cuban establishment within Miami, they're probably finding a much warmer welcome than the Haitians.
You're probably right, Mike. Absolutely. But... However, Barry Sortero, Hussein Obama, in law, put it down that there will be no ending the wet foot, dry foot policy. There's no more wet foot, dry foot policy. So Biden and the Democrats, they didn't want the Cubans coming here for the vote. They were afraid they were going to all vote Republican.
Yes.
So this is a nasty ploy by these filthy scum Democrats that we got in power unbelievably. And Mike, I know you get mad at me for saying it, Mike. But we got to look at the majority of the financing the minority, and who are they using as that ploy, Mike? Who are they using as a ploy to develop this, Mike? You tell me. How are you getting a guy like Bloomberg elected in Connecticut, Bernie Sanders in Vermont, which those states are 90% Christian, and you got Zog running those states? Chucky Schmucky Schumer sure wouldn't want Israel get invaded with 5 million Arabs into Jerusalem, would he? Or
nope.
Tel Aviv? He wouldn't want that, Chucky Little Schmucky Schumer, but he sure wants it here. That guy's the biggest hypocrite of all times, that Chucky Schmucky Schumer.
Yep.
That guy's evil. That's a parallel of the devil there. Evil. The Schmucky Schumer. Now, Mike, again, the Haitians that are offshore 100 feet from hitting the beach here in South Florida are all back on the Coast Guard cutters, and they're heading back to Haiti. Now, the Cubans, they're not saying nothing about it in the media here. I don't know what's going on with them. A bunch of them drowned. So, I don't know how many Cubans have drowned over the last 50 years. I'm sure it's in the thousands.
It's been a lot. It's probably been a lot.
Quite a bit, yes. But the point is, once a Cuban basically does get here, and they see how better off it is here, they want to be Republican. They don't want to be Democrat, Mike. As you can see.
Yeah, I know. I know. Listen, Tom,
yeah.
Okay, we're running out of time. I got a bunch of callers to get through. So thank you very much. All right, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Paul in California. Paul, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I think it might be the second time I called your show. I listen periodically. You know, there's so many good topics that came up while I was waiting, but I want to go back to, I believe it was Layla, and some of the things that you and her were talking about and that she was bringing up. So there's a really good website people can go to. I pulled it up. It's called cancerisfungus.com. There's a book by that same title, Dr. Simone Sini, S-I-M-O-N-C-I-N-I, Dr. Simone Sini, Italian. I first heard him, I believe, probably in the late 90s or early 2000s.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay, so anyway, you know, the reason I bring this up is there's multiple, quote, theories of cancer. They're not all correct. Some are more correct than others. There's multiple forms of cancer.
Yes.
And different parts of the body. And it acts in a similar way, and the behavior of some is, you know, can vary from others. However, one thing is for sure, is there's no virus cancer. So, for example, the idea of human papillomavirus, this is something that's a medical fraud. It's part of the virus mythology, and they're just using it to sell a vaccine as another excuse to inject poison into us. The other thing that, you know, caught my attention that I wanted to comment on is when Layla was talking about, well, you have sex with 10 people and they have sex with 10 people, and it's like having sex with all those people. And of course, this is just absolute utter nonsense. There's no medical basis for that. Now, the fact of the matter is that some sexual diseases are caused by organisms. So, for example, syphilis is an organism.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
The herpes, the so-called herpes simplex virus, is not actually fully accepted and or fully, proved in medicine. It's, again, one of those controversial Netherlands where, the whole idea of what they're telling us about viruses, you know, it can't all be true, especially when they say that viruses are inorganic and inert, which is medical consensus. Okay, viruses are not living. So if they tell us that, then that automatically eliminates them as a cause for most anything. And again, this is a much broader topic.
Well, no, wait a minute. You know, that's a bit of a leap there. Viruses are not considered alive because they can't reproduce themselves. They have to, infect a cell and trick that cell into manufacturing more of the viruses. But
right.
Even if you say they're not really life forms, certainly they cause disease.
No, that's not actually ever been proven, and there's no empirical evidence. There's no experiments, double-blind controlled or not, that have ever shown that a virus gets into a cell and causes that cell to replicate. That's absolutely complete fraud. It's been debunked many times.
That's not my understanding. Anyway, listen, Paul, you know, okay. We're running out of time. I want to get to these other callers here. We've canceled our last commercial break. Anthony in Tucson. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, all of the information that your people gave is absolutely worthless because the Federal Reserve Bank system is your only enemy and is run by the same people as Schumer, Boxer, Feinstein, Lieberman, and John Kerry Cohen. John Kerry Cohen's father sold shoes at Sears and Roebuck, and he committed suicide in the Waldorf Astoria, and they changed their name to Kerry for the Irish community, Kerry Court.
Yep.
And then these people, they came to America to steal, deceive, kill, and destroy. It changed your money.
Okay. All right, Anthony. You know, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Kelly, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost Kelly. And, yeah, looks like we lost him here. Okay, well, we're coming up on the end of the show here, and I got some more news to share with you. We mentioned this once before, but this seems to be an ongoing problem, so we're going to mention it again. Ammunition companies are saying that packages shipped with UPS go missing. And among those companies is Bering Arms, and they reported several firearm-related companies had their corporate accounts canceled by United Parcel Service. Not only that, but some of these companies have also had packages damaged or lost while in transit to customers. And one ammunition distributor company called The Gun Food reported out of a recent 18,000 rounds of ammunition shipped with UPS, only 6,000 rounds made it to the end destination. That's only one-third of those shipments actually made it. So UPS is definitely on the gun grabber agenda. And, you know, I know somebody who works for UPS, and, you know, he was saying, well, you know, UPS is in a bunch of different sections, you know, UPS ground is not the same as UPS whatever, and he doesn't know what's going on. He knows it's not going on around here in Indiana, which is a very gun-friendly state, but, you know, this idea that we're having corporations make political decisions regarding our country, that is very scary. It's the rise of the corporatocracy. The government is no longer running the nation. The corporations are. The ultra-rich are. The Bill Gates, the George Soros, the Klaus Schwabs are using their money to basically play with planet Earth like it's their own personal toy. And that's not a good idea. Okay. Up in Oakland, California, let's see. Apparently, thieves were stealing some of the Caltrans fencing. Talk about a weird thing that's going on there. And let's see. All shops at the strip mall in Oakland's Little Saigon were burglarized. It's just going crazy out there. A little bit of good news. Over in California, in Norco, there was a liquor store owner who shot a would-be robber. Robert came on in. The liquor store owner shot him. Good. That's a good thing. I saw a video of what looked like a bank lobby, and the bank guard shot a robber and must have hit an artery because literally blood everywhere, and the robber collapsed, you know, trying to get through the exit there. Okay, we are at the end of the show, and stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Stephen Douglas Whitner and James from Vancouver are taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please, 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 please donate. And thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who has donated. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.